Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. You found it. Yes, you did. I, of course, am your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is a big, big, exciting show tonight. I'm taking a break from the painting for a little bit because, man, I just couldn't concentrate on that and do the show because tonight our special guest is Karina Nestahl, one of my favorite people on the entire planet. Out of 7 billion planets, she's up there. How are you tonight, Karina?
Hi, Jamie. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, for those who don't know, Karina is calling from the West Coast out in La La Land, L.A. It's not sunset yet. You got a couple hours yet to go out there, don't you?
No, dear. It's getting darker earlier. So, yeah.
That's right. It's fall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
so,
I forgot.
It's getting dark.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Now, do you you've been on the show, ladies and gentlemen, who you might not know this. Karina's been on the show 75 times. This is our 76th episode. I'm kidding. I'm joking. No,
oh
she's
my God.
You haven't been on that much. Three times? And
yeah,
that's not bad. We've been
tired
doing
of me already?
No, not at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, I would like you to be on every week, man, because frankly, we need the ratings, Karina. We need the rating. No, I'm joking. You come on anytime you want to, man. I love it. Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, Jamie.
You're always
keeping great guests on the show.
Oh, man. I remember somebody, I did another show before this one. What happened? And then we decided not to do that anymore. It was a weird show about ghosts and UFOs and stuff. And that just wasn't my thing, you know. It's just really not my thing. And that kind of ended badly, actually. And I remember them telling me, I said, I'm just going to do one on my own. And they're like, well, you'll never do it. It'll never work. I'm like, okay. Tell me I can't do something because that means I'm going to do it.
Then you'll do it. Exactly.
Exactly. But I think you're kind
of
like
that
great. Too, Karina.
I am.
Oh,
we both we're both stubborn, aren't we?
We are. Now, Karina, you grew up in Houston.
I did.
In the big old state of Texas. I wanted to ask you, because I've never asked this of you, I don't think, because I don't know. When you were a little girl in Houston, because you're such a magnificent performer and singer and everything, did you do a lot of like ballet and gymnastics and all that kind of stuff? I'm just curious when the showbiz bug bit you.
Yeah, I think it was really early. I mean, I can't say so much showbiz as it was like being an artist. Like, I'm honestly, Jamie, I wanted to be like you when I grew up. Like, I was trying to paint and sculpt. Like, I swore I was going to be a painter. And my parents put me in ballet, tap, jazz, and piano. And I got into singing probably about 6 or 7. And I mean, it was really small time. Like, it was just me in the back of my mama's Buick. but you know, I got my practice there, and you know, I heard enough "shut up" and "cállate," which is "shut up" in Spanish. But you know, it was fun, and I think it was, you know, I think, like, I was about 12 when I wrote my first song. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I knew I was intended to be an artist.
Well, you know, the exact same thing happened to me, although I was a football player. Then my parents put me into tap and ballet, and I became a painter. No, I'm joking, of course. I'm kidding.
You're so funny.
No, the reason I ask is, man, this got me buzzed up the other day. I got to watch it on Facebook, man. And I'm not talking about any crazy political posts. But some lady the other day that's on my list, and I have no idea, you know, I don't even know this person, but because frankly, I just add anybody that, you know, friend requests me, whether I know them or not, you know, you never know, they might buy a painting someday, right?
I know the
anyway,
feeling,
her kid,
yeah.
Yeah, her kid wanted to do something, I don't know, take some kind of after school class or something. And she was on complaining on Facebook. She's like, well, I'm not going to do this, you know, because I'm going to have to drive them, you know, and blah, blah. I'm like, you're a parent, man. That's what you're supposed to do now.
Yeah.
You know? That is your job. And
yeah,
I think it's so
exactly.
For these after school activities and just different activities, you know, because you never know where it'll lead, you know? I mean, yeah, it was a pain driving little Karina around to tap dance lessons, but, you know, it worked out, man. It worked out. She's going to buy her parents a house before you know it. You know, I mean,
that's the goal.
It's a good thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
they call
you
all the time and remind you, eh?
I know. Yeah. No, not yet. But, you know, I think you made a great point. Like, you never want to stifle a child's creativity because we all grow up, you know, wanting to be a creative of some sort. We're all artists,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Jamie, I love my pieces I got from you at Christmas time. Love them.
Well,
I'm sorry. Shameless promo, but Jamie is so, he's such an excellent artist.
Oh man, I'm blushing.
Like, I would go to Debbie's house in Oakland and be like, I want a painting. And she's like, well, get you one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, duh. Like, I forget he sells them, you know? He's not like a hobbyist. Like, so I was like, I'm going to get
one.
Well,
I appreciate
it. And I got two.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so worth it.
My landlord at the time appreciated it, and it was great. I love it.
I'll help you any way I can. Yeah, it's so worth
year.
It. Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
We did. I bought Danny a pocket watch chain, and she got me some combs for my hair. But to get the money, it wasn't enough. I didn't have enough from the paintings to get the chain. I had to cut my hair. It was a big mess, but it was a big misunderstanding. We shook hands, and we all moved on with our day. No, but seriously, thank you so much. I'm going to have to buy new hats now.
I love them. Like, there was one, you know, I know you remember, like, I had been admiring it for years, and I just asked you, like, do you still have it? And you were like, yeah, and I was just, oh, my God, I couldn't believe you still had it, because I had been eyeballing it for at least a year or two.
Well,
I don't know how long, and I was like, it's meant to be mine.
That was a big painting.
It was
and
big,
the big
yes.
painting for- Oh, yeah, they look great, but the problem is a lot of people don't have the room for it, you know? That takes up a lot of real estate. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Karina has a palatial mansion there in Malibu, and she has the room for it.
No, but it's such quality artwork, you make the room for it. You know what I mean? Like, you can paint anything. Like, I've been through all of it, you know, all the pictures of the paintings you've sold and the paintings I've shown you off. I've literally tried to, like, whore you out as a painter. And like, you know, you're so incredibly talented. Like, I wish I had more walls for you.
Oh,
but
I will.
When I get that Malibu house, I'm going to cover it in Pop Rocks, Jamie Pop Rocks.
That's right. Oh, man, I'm blushing. People probably can see it through the radio here. It's just crazy. Oh, my gosh. So back to the story. How old were you when you headed west to L.A.? When did that happen? And what happened?
That happened about 5.5 years ago, and we're going to just leave age out of this, okay?
Gotcha. But, you were in middle school, but go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say middle school. I mean, we could push it to my 20s, but we'll leave it at that. But,
I gotcha.
You know, I just felt like I hit, you know, the ceiling in Houston. And I love my hometown. Like, shout out to all my family and friends in Houston. I love Houston so much. It's home base. It still warms my heart to go home and be home. But I felt like opportunity-wise and maybe even inspiration-wise, I kind of just hit the ceiling, you know. And for whatever reason, ever since I was a little girl, I just thought I was supposed to go to UCLA. I don't know why. Someone gave me a UCLA
okay.
sweatshirt when I was like 9 or 10. I think my sister
that
did or somebody. And
over.
I was just, that was it. You know, kids were just so easily influenced, you know. So I really loved something about L.A. drew me here. And then it didn't help to watch MTV and see, like, you know, David Lee Roth. And, like,
right.
just, like, I mean, and like, just, you know, I mean, just all of the videos that were filmed here, you know, like, all that, like, 80s rock.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, it was just, like, so alluring. Like, you were just like, oh, my God, I want to live there. I want to be there. I want to go there. I want to, oh, and then, you know, the beach and the palm trees and the sunsets. And, you know, there's a reason why people, you know, like Pac to live and die in L.A. It's just, like, it's such an incredible place. And then you get here, and it's, like, it's incredibly saturated. My God. So,
it's crazy.
Yeah. It is really
I remember
crazy.
When I finished up school in Boston. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I a little south in San Diego. But I remember when I first went to San Diego, the plane came down, touchdown, and the walkway, I don't know what they call them, but that walkway that comes out and connects to the plane, you know, and you that's how you get off the plane,
yeah.
was jammed. Something had happened. And so they wheeled out one of those old time, you know, the stairway, a stairway on wheels, you know, like, and I got off the plane on that. And, you know, I got off the plane and it was just beautiful weather. Yeah, I think this was February,
yeah.
you know, I had I didn't come from Boston. I was actually in Michigan for like a week or so before we headed out there. And but it was just, you know, Detroit winter is terrible. And I got off the plane on this walkway and I'm waving to everybody like an old movie star or something, you know, and I'm just like, you can smell the ocean and I'm like, I'm home. This is nice.
That is so
I like
cool.
It.
That is so
but,
cool. In San Diego, the airport in San Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right
man.
There next to the bay.
That airport is
right
so
in the middle
scary.
Of town.
I know, it's so scary, it's beautiful, but it's like, wow, why is it, like, right along the ocean?
And you're
like
flying through.
So scary.
You're flying around buildings. And you know, the crazy thing, when I lived there, I had a lot of friends that bought these, you know, $1 million, $2 million condos right downtown. And, you know, you'd go to parties at their place. And, like, we'd be, like we're at a party, like, talking like we are now. And,
yeah.
you know, with our fancy martinis and stuff. And every 15 minutes, a plane would fly over, and everybody would just stop talking while, you know, for 30 seconds while the plane went over. Because you couldn't
oh
hear anything,
God.
You know, it was so loud.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, you know, that happened. And then you just stop noticing it. It's just natural. And I remember thinking, I'm at a party in a $2 million condo, and I'm having to
wow.
do that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, that is. How surreal.
Yeah.
But the reason people do that is because it's real nice. It's real nice.
It is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But L.A.,
it's so
I,
nice.
You know, to be honest, I was up in L.A. like, oh, gosh, I'd say every weekend or every other weekend at least because, you know, I lived in San Diego. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, San Diegans. I'm joking.
I love San Diego.
That's kind of
and it's just like, 30 minutes from the border, like you could go into Mexico and yeah, there's a lot to do in SoCal, definitely.
Well, the interesting thing about LA and San Diego that I like too is, you know, a 2-hour drive and you're in four totally different worlds, you know. You can go up in the mountains, you can go to the beach, the desert, you know, it's crazy. And
it's true.
And you can do it all in one day if you wanted to, you know. I mean, totally different environment.
That's what I tell my friends. I'm like, you know, in wintertime, if you have a proper snow day at Big Bear, it's an hour and a half drive, and I could go snowboarding, or I could go the opposite direction, you know, 20, 25 minutes, and go to the beach, you know, and it's like,
right.
Where can I do that? So
it's absolutely
it really
true.
Is. Yeah.
I live in South Florida now, and it's just hot and humid everywhere. No, I'm kidding. It's nice where we're at. We're on the ocean, but you go inland a bit. Oh, boy. And especially if you're like me, a little bit of a chunky monkey. Oh, man.
You're so funny.
It's hard. It's hard.
How are you guys enjoying the new digs?
Oh, the new house. Yeah, it's great. It's great. We, you know, we just, we love it. Everything's pretty much done with the house. We're getting ready to start the outside, and the weather's getting better, cooler. So we can actually work out there and get all that stuff done. But I tell you,
cool.
When we bought this house, it was interesting because I don't know if you ever watch these types of shows or what. I'm addicted to these fix-up shows, you know, that they have on, like, HGTV and DIY Network
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm like, how hard could it be, you know, ripping out a kitchen and putting one in? The people on TV do it in 45 minutes. It's, you know, I mean, oh, my gosh. Let me put it this way. We could have bought a car instead of the kitchen, but the kitchen's very nice, you know. It's a lot of paintings,
well,
man. It's a lot of paintings.
More space. I know you needed more space, so that's good. Yeah, it's good that you guys got it. And hey, by the beach, no complaints. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
still
bad
trying to get to the beach. Yeah.
And we
That's
got a
awesome.
Giant yard. We got a 9,000 square foot yard in the back, all fenced, and it's real nice. And big trees and palm trees and all that. It's nice. It's very,
sounds
you know,
very
like you had made
tropical.
A great point. It is. It's you'd made a great point though about being. Inspired by your surroundings, and you know
yes.
that's one of the things you know that's very important to anybody that's in any creative work, I feel.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Now this time, Karina, the last two times you've been on the show, you one of the things, man, I am so impressed with you. You should teach a Learning Annex class on this or something, man. You crowdfunded. Now, you've had 4 studio albums, right? Or am I off on that? 4, and you crowdfunded
them
all.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, not all of them. The first one, I was actually signed to an independent label, Starlight Beats. Shout out to Tanya and Joe B and Rebel Crew. The second one was my first very, I say it's kind of a sad effort because I didn't know what I was doing. And I funded that one myself. But the last two have been crowdfunded. Yeah, the last two, Courageous and Living Proof, were crowdfunded. So thank you to everyone who supported.
Well, the cool thing, definitely. And the cool thing about that is the times you've crowdfunded, you've been not only just, you know, successful at it, but you went beyond the initial goal. And that's pretty cool, man. That is pretty
cool.
It
is cool. It's cool to know I have that support, but it's a lot of work. It really is. Like, my formula is a great formula, but mm-hmm. you have to be dedicated. You have to be ready to dedicate a month of your time, and actually more, 2 months, because in the time you you get funded, you have to get everything ordered, you have to do the mail out, and so it's a lot of work. It really is. And and it's always nice because I get the opportunity to catch up with friends that I haven't talked to in ages. So it's like, hey, please mm-hmm. support my album. But hey, how the hell are you? You know, what's going on? How's little Junior going? You know? So it's cool to catch up. Yeah, you know, you just, And then you find out Junior's like 13. You're like, wow, where did the time go? but it's so cool. Yeah, it's just so cool that people are like, wow, you're still doing it. How can I not support you? You know, it's like you're still pushing
right.
it and you're still being an artist. Keep following your dreams. And so it's like, you know, you get a lot of encouragement along the way. You have to be ready for some no's, and you have to be ready for, you know, hey, it's not a good time. And of course you understand, and I wish I could, but I'll share it at least and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
people are more than willing to help. You just have to really put it out there to the universe.
And I think that they see that you're serious about what you're doing. You know, you're not just, you know, sitting around going, oh, you know, if I just had a little bit of money, things would be different. No, you're actually doing it. You're making it happen. And yeah, they get behind you on that. I tell you another thing that I like about the crowdfunding thing, as someone that's been in the biz a while, known lots of people, and it always takes money to do stuff. And
yeah.
the old way is you would desperately try to find investors, and
right.
that sounds great, you know. Oh, we're going to get investors. There are two types of investors, folks. There are people that will write you a check and say, "Hey, go do what you're doing," and that's great, you know. And then they get whatever after it's done, you know. The major that's not the majority. The majority of investors will write you a check and then want to be a part of what you're doing. And
oh yeah.
You know, oh man. And seeing crowdfunding kind of takes that out. So, you know, that's a good thing, because when you've got a lot of Indian chiefs in the tribe, man, it's hard to get
yeah,
things done.
It is hard. It's hard work, you know, even if you are trying to get some mm-hmm. investors, you know, you're right. They do want a lot of the deciding factors. So it's like, I know what that's like.
I'm telling you. And everybody knows the way it's supposed to be done. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You will
exactly.
get gray hairs dealing with a lot of investors. It's not that I have
that's
any experience
true.
In any I'm kidding, of course.
You sound experienced, Jamie.
Oh, man. I could tell stories. Hey, but the new album that we're going to be playing some tracks off tonight, Living Proof, this came out earlier this year, and it was crowdfunded, and it's a fantastic album. I'm very impressed, and your videos that you've been doing, too, I'm super impressed with that, Karina. I want to go over everything and all of it. So
thank
I hope you
dear.
Book some time, because I know.
Of course. I always have time for
okay.
you. When do I say no to you? Duh.
That's true. And vice versa, ladies and gentlemen. Vice versa. Let's play a track so people know what we're talking about. I've got six tracks queued up. We have, what do you think we should hit first? We've got Human, Iridescent, Different People's Truth, Wiser, Make It Happen, and Human again. Oh, I have five tracks queued up. Why? Who uploaded? Well, I did, of course. I wasn't watching what I was doing. There you go. What should we play first, Karina?
Let's do Make It Happen. That was the first single produced by Jay Hot of Gotta Shine Entertainment. Shout out to Jay Hot. And I like that one. I'm proud of it.
Awesome. It's a great track. It's a great track. Here it is, folks. Make It Happen, Karina Nastal.
Life is too short to live any longer.
but you wanna make it happen. Life is what you make of it. Don't you wanna make it happen? Life is what you make of it. Don't you wanna make it happen?
Man, what a track. What a track. That was Make It Happen, Karina Nastal. You know, Karina, I just love your music so much. It just, it takes me places. You know, I listen to it and I feel like I'm on a rooftop of a boutique hotel in L.A. or Miami or something.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you know,
I
drinking
like
some
that.
Cristal and just, making the scene, baby, making the scene, you know?
You fancy, Jamie.
I am. But you know, the funny part, I tell you, I used to hang out in San Diego. My big, I used to haunt it. My big hangout was the Beach Club, which was on top of the W Hotel downtown. And, you know, you try to be fancy there. And when I first started hanging out there, and I'd order martinis, and they'd give it to you in a plastic glass, because I don't know if you've ever been up there, but the floor is all sand. They have, like, I don't know, 10 tons of sand up there that's heated.
Oh.
And so you're like at the beach, you know, and a big fire pit
uh-huh.
and stuff. But I'm like, hey, you can't drink a martini out of a plastic glass. What is that? It's not even a martini shape, you know? Felt like I was at a frat party or something. That's no good.
Oh, no. They hand you a mug from their mom's cabinet.
Here you go.
Here's your martini.
Enjoy.
Exactly.
World's best mom on it. What's up with that?
No, and no olive,
oh,
no
man.
Nothing.
No nothing. None of
just
that.
Vodka.
Just vodka. Have a bar. Here's a pint in a plastic bag. Now, I've been to some bars like that as well, so I can't get too fancy.
I think we all have.
That's true. Karina, I don't know if we mentioned it on the show before, but Karina and I have both been to a certain nightclub in Houston called Numbers, which I don't think they'd give you in a mug, but you definitely get a plastic cup, at least when I was there. that was the crazy bar
yeah.
where all the crazy people went.
Numbers
oh, man.
Is classic. Like, if you grew up in Houston, you have had to go to Numbers, I mean, at least once, but it's probably 1,000 times, just because it's
right.
that place that will never go, I mean, it will never you know, it'll always be like a classic place to go to, you know? So, I definitely had a good, I had some good times at Numbers for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, and don't wear your fancy shoes there because they, you know, kind of stick to the floor. I'm kidding. I love Numbers and I can't wait till the next time I visit Houston to go there again. And I got to watch it. People are going to send me emails and hate on me and all kinds of stuff.
No.
And that's not good. That is not. No, nobody from Houston hates on anybody, I don't think. Every time I go to Houston, man, it's just a party nonstop. I tell you, Austin tries to do it with 6th Street, you know, and that's great, but Houston, it's just nonstop, man. It's crazy. And you just don't think of it because you don't hear about Houston like that. You know, people are always talking New Orleans or Vegas or something. Man, I have had some crazy times in Houston. And it's the people.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Numbers is just timeless. It's a place everybody will go to. Houston is a great, fun party town. Like, most people would not see it that way, and most people would travel to, like, New Orleans or L.A. or Vegas even. But there is some really cool stuff happening in Houston, and there's always, like, festivals and events and clubs and museums, you know. So.
All kinds of stuff going on. And, folks, if you get a chance to go to Houston, hit that rodeo, man. That rodeo is
– Oh, the rodeo. I miss the rodeo so much. I miss the chili cook-off. You don't get that in L.A. You don't get a chili cook-off in L.A.
No, when you're hanging out at the rooftop bar lounge at the boot, they don't serve chili there. I don't think any of them.
No, you're right.
No. You're not gonna. Can you imagine? Can I get some chili up in here? What? Get out of here, kid. Leave by the service exit. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken, the bold flavor of Japan. Now available at your local Publix deli.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. If you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented, well, no worries. Epperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at epperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Well, that's cool. You know, one of the things, you know, we were talking about, you know, I had asked you during the break, if you had some new stuff coming up as well. I know this album just came out earlier this year, but I know you, and you've got that crazy work ethic, and I know you're always working. So why don't you let everybody know what you were telling me? Because that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm always kind of working, but I have been working with a producer out of East Bay, Practicos, and he is amazing. So we've been working on some stuff. I've been also recording for, I just did a song for Tony Emerald. Shout out to him. I think he might be listening. And I just did a project too with Mike Flo and Checho. It's a mixtape project, like a little hip hop mixtape project. So that's cool. You guys got to look out for that one as well, and there's more in the pipeline. I'm just working, like I'm really knee deep in work right now, so I'll be sharing updates. I know you know, because you are as consistent, if not more, than I am, but I'll definitely be sharing as I make more progress.
Well, that's awesome. And folks, we have a link on our show page to Karina website, which is it's very difficult, you know. I apologize. No, it's not. It's KarinaNastal.com. It's very easy, you know. Very, she got the URL, which was cool, you know, the URL, excuse me, which is awesome, you know. She worked it out. Very good. And on her website is links to all of her social media, including Facebook and all that. And I suggest you follow, like, subscribe, all the stuff you got to do, because it's different with every social media thing. And that way you can keep abreast of what's going on. You can keep up to date with what's going on in Karina Nastal's world. And there's lots happening. Very, very
no,
cool.
I like now, the first term. Stay abreast, yes.
Stay abreast. Two of them even. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Oh, man, I'm blushing again. Now,
I like making you blush, Jamie. It's fun.
I know. It's crazy. One of the things you also do, it seems, quite a bit, is you're always doing photo shoots and whatnot. I think that Karina must have, like, some photographers that just follow her around as part of her entourage, probably, and take pictures of her everywhere.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Well, you always look like $1 million. I'm very impressed. You know, she's always got these these fancy dresses on and stuff. And
I just take the right opportunities, Jamie. I'm actually looking to do a photo shoot very soon because I haven't done a proper photo shoot in a really long time. But I do look for opportunities and seize them when I can.
Well, I imagine you are looking for it to do a photo shoot because today is Thursday, after all. And, I'm kidding. Joking. But no, you always do look like a million bucks. And she does, folks. She's always, and you can see these photos on her social media and whatnot. She's always dressed to the nines and wearing shoes that probably cost several hundred dollars. I'm very impressed. I'm one of those guys, misogynistic. I don't know. I just how I am. I appreciate a woman who looks good, or who does all the stuff to, I know it's a lot of work, all I'm saying. And,
it is. It is. That's why it is. And that's why I seize those opportunities because it's not an everyday affair, boo. Like I love my favorite attire is workout clothes. Like, I just love being in tights and shorts and the tank bras because I swear I'm going to go work out. Like, half the time it really works and half the time it doesn't. But in LA, it's acceptable. Like, you can wear workout clothes everywhere and it's assumed you work out.
That's true. Now, are you, I know most performers I know, do that a lot, do work out and whatnot. And I know, don't you bike ride? Isn't that one of the things you do also quite a bit?
Oh, God, yes. I love to bike ride. I love it. I love, if I could just bike ride into the sunset, I would. instead of riding off into the sunset in your horse, I would ride off with my bike into the sunset. So, yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite activities.
Outstanding. Now, have you always been a cyclist since you were a girl or a little girl, or is this a new California thing that you picked up when
you
moved out west?
It's a new California thing. Yeah, it started about, so I've been here 5 years, so it started about 4 years ago back in 2012. I hadn't rode a bike. I hadn't gotten on a bike since I was probably 10. And I was just like, wow, it's like that phrase, like they say, it's like riding a bike, because it's get on it. It's a skill you never lose. So, you just have to be a little careful because there are so many crazy drivers. But
right.
I really, really love to bike ride. And especially like when you're going down a hill really, really fast and you just feel that breeze hit your face. You're just like, you kind of know how a dog feels when they stick their head out a window. You're just like, oh, okay, this is how they feel.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Let's play another track. That's why I laugh. What should we play next?
Let's play Wiser. That is the follow-up single, and it's actually the song that has the video out right now, which I have to tell you about, the 360 technology video. Shout out to Alessandro. He is the producer for this song. So he's just been so wonderful. He helped me so much with this album. I just had to show him some love.
Excellent. Now, did you plan to? Well, let's play the song, then we'll talk about it, because the video I want to talk a little bit about because it's just really neat. But here it is. Here's Wiser, Karina Nastal. Check this out, folks. It's a great song too.
My energy.
Wiser, Karina Nastal. I love it. I love it. Now, Karina, with this, so those people, you know, people might not know, they might not have seen the video. I don't know how, because I've been posting it everywhere. It's on my website. It's interesting. Tell us, this is a different type of video you did. And I think it's kind of the future of stuff. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, definitely. So the director, Niles Flagg, shout out to Niles if he's listening. He started trying out 360 technology, which is basically kind of like a scepter camera. Like it's a like kind of like a ball that captures the surround picture. So you get to see
Wow. Everything.
And yeah, and it's so super cool. It's on Facebook. I haven't gotten it on my YouTube yet. I have a panoramic version on my YouTube channel, which is still pretty cool. But the 360 version is on Facebook. And if you just tap your finger on the picture, you can drag it and see all around. Like, so it's not just primarily on me, like, you know, a video would be. You could see the people walking by, the cars going by, the people on bicycles. You could see all the activity that's going on while we're shooting. And it's just so magical. I love it. It's so cool that I've been, like, sharing the shit out of it just so that people can, you know, just watch it and have fun and, you know, kind of be interactive with it. So I really, I'm glad, you know, that I was able to hook up with Niles and get the opportunity to do that.
Well, it is. It's really neat. And it puts you there. And you know, I really think, you know, it's interactive and it's very cool, folks. You have to, again, add Christina or Karina on Karina on Facebook and you know, you can see this. I'll be sharing it as well right after the show tonight on my Facebook. And it's just, it's really, really neat. And, you know, that's just the next step in things. I'm kind of a futurist. I like looking and seeing stuff. Like, I'm amazed in the world we live in. It's just
yeah,
so cool.
It's incredible.
Cool, you know?
It really is. Yeah, so it's, I mean, yeah, especially you as a visual artist, I could see, you know, how you could enjoy that. And it's so cool. Like, everybody really needs to check it out. It's also a very good studio. And as you heard, it's a great song. It's got a great message. So I hope you guys can
definitely
check out the video and get a good visual for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We live in such interesting times. It's, you know, it's easy to focus on all the stuff, the bad stuff that happened, that's going on. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and a friend of mine, we were talking about this, and I said, you know, the time we live in kind of reminds me of the 60s a little bit, from not that I was around, but from what I read.
Yeah.
You know, you had these amazing things happening in science and technology, rise of computers, space flight, you know, all this kind of stuff was going on. But then you had this terrible social unrest and the civil rights stuff and all, you know, you turn the TV on and people were, you know, sicking dogs on people. It's just crazy stuff. And
yeah.
And so I can see the parallel of the time, because really, I mean, it's amazing some of this stuff. You know, you could be there watching Karina Nastal's video and move the camera around and everything with your finger on your phone. And I'm blown away by that. You know, it's cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah,
you
know, it's really cool.
We're going to have flying cars before you know it. Just mark my words. It's gonna
I can't
happen.
Wait.
You need a flying
bicycle.
I can't
bicycle wait to be a Jetson.
Need.
I know, I do. I need
That's right.
I need either a flying car like the Jetsons or a flying bike like E.T., but we got to make this happen. Like, the 80s just crushed my dreams. Like, I saw all this stuff that I expected to have by now.
It's true. It's true. Oh, man. That's cool, man. That is cool. So you're working on, you're in the process.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm working on some really cool stuff, like I said, for Practicos and some other stuff. But it's just kind of slowly coming along, because Living Proof has had a pretty good response, which I'm grateful for. And so kind of juggling, you know, the response of Living Proof and still trying to get the music out there to the people who haven't heard it, as well as new material and writing new stuff. So you know how it is, Jamie. It
wow.
is definitely juggling, you know. Juggling, but doing the best juggle possible. Yeah.
I got to tell you, Karina, you are awesome. And I don't know if you know why.
Why?
Folks, I was talking there, and all of a sudden I got disconnected off the line, and I had to furiously call back in quickly. I think,
no.
You know,
I thought something
the big
was going
auto company
on got so quiet.
Yeah. Yes,
so
I was
talking to myself.
Like I said, I think Big Oil heard me about the flying cars or something and said, get them off the air, get them off the air. I don't know what happened, but I'm back now, folks. I'm back. crazy. Crazy. So, Karina, this is cool. Now, I don't know, because I'd asked if you were playing out live, and you probably had a big answer that I missed. So I'm going to ask it again. I don't know. Are you focusing on work right now, or are you got any live dates happening?
Yeah, I don't have any live dates happening anytime soon, but I do have something planned for Houston, Super Bowl weekend, because Houston is hosting the Super Bowl. So that will be Saturday, February 4th. And
wow.
You guys have to stay tuned. Yeah, we definitely wanted to take advantage of Super Bowl being in our city. So I have to just be there to represent. So we'll definitely be doing something, and you guys stay tuned for the details. It's going to be, you know, I don't do anything small when I come home, so you guys have to stay tuned so you can definitely be a part of it.
Nice, nice. Party at Karina's mom's house. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I know. We used to. Oh, my God. We used to have every year, probably from when I was 7 to about 24, we had pool parties for my birthday, and it was so funny. My mom would, like, grill all these fajitas and make, like, a big bowl of guacamole and, like, rice and beans.
Wow.
And she would just feed everybody. And we would have, like, this pool party. And then as we got older, it went from, like, you know, ice cream and gifts to, like, well, I always got gifts, but, like, ice cream and, you know, little girls playing whatever to, like, co-ed parties and DJ setup.
Oh.
And so, like, the guys in my crew, Rebel Crew, would come out and DJ. And then, you know, we'd start, like, drinking and you know, parlaying and other stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My mom would, you know, she'd be like, what's wrong with you? Borracha, borracha. Borracha's drunk girl. So she'd be like, you know, your 20s, they're supposed to be somewhat of a blur. You know,
that's
you're supposed
right.
to have fun. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Right.
I really tried not to give my mom one of those funny brownies, but no, I'm just playing. We
it
did
might have happened. Oh, man. Oh,
she's probably listening
you,
right now.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're very health conscious and whatnot, and it's different when you get out west too, to California and everything. People do not drink as much. You know, they'll go to a party and have, I don't know, two or three cocktails, as opposed to in the Midwest where or in Houston, I'll say. Well, you'll have more than three cocktails at a party. Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a drinker still, or?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
No, we are. I do have, like, work that I partake in during the day, and we definitely hit up our happy hour, like, you know, because we work hard, play hard.
Right.
So we have all the really good happy hours located in downtown LA.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some heavy drinkers here. I think people would rather consume their calories in alcohol than
than food.
Nutrition, you know? Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of sad, actually.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Fall fashion's in full swing, and it's time to save big at Old Navy. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide on your favorite dresses, pants, and tops. Plus, all jeans are on sale from $15 now at Old Navy. Valid 9/23 to 10/2, select styles only.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope
one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now, what is the go-to Karina Nestahl drink?
Oh, well, anybody who knows me knows I love my Cuba Libre, which is, and my dad calls it mentiras, which is lies in Spanish. He says he says that drink is called lies because Cuba is never free. But a Cuba Libre is just simple. It's just rum and Coke, and my favorite rum is Flor de Caña. It's from Nicaragua.
Nice.
Yeah, so in all my, you know, years of drinking rum, like, that's the one that I found that is, like, my favorite. Definitely Cuba Libre all the way, and I love my Flor de Caña. Shout out to Ben because he put me on to that.
Very cool, very cool. I used to drink a lot of vodka when I was younger, and I don't know, as I've gotten older, I just don't care for it that much anymore. I'm definitely more of a whiskey person these days. When I do drink, I definitely don't carry on like I used to. It isn't the partying that gets to me. It's the recovery. I just don't have the time to recover, you know?
Oh, honey.
I got things to
honey,
do, man.
Honey, preach. Preach the truth, because I promise you, like, when I drink, and I don't drink, like, super heavily, and I have a pretty good tolerance, but, you know, sometimes you might have one more drink that you shouldn't have had or something, and the next day, it's just like recovery is so hard. My body reminds me, like, why did you think you could do that? Why did you think you were, like, 25? No, ma'am.
Exactly.
So, I pay for it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm telling you. It was about, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. I had a friend in town or so, and, you know, we decided to tie one on two nights in a row. We tried to tie one on. He was fine. You know, he's a musician, so, you know, he no problem for him. For me, two nights in a row, oh, my gosh, I thought I was going to wind up in traction or something. It was terrible. It was a terrible plan.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't
That's
handle
hilarious.
It. And you're right. My inner 25-year-old was just snickering at me. You know, it's bad.
I know, you're so polite. You're like, I need to be polite to that inner 25-year-old snickering at me.
I know, it's true. I miss that bitch. I miss that. Oh, my God. Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
That's
so
funny.
Gosh. Let's play the track. We've got Different People's Truth, Iridescent, and Human. What should we play next?
Let's play Human, the Joe B version.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. Check it out.
I fall
And we're back, folks. We are back. That was Human, the remix there. Very, very good stuff. Very, very good. Now, Karina, these are all available for purchase, of course. They're wherever you buy digital music and whatnot. You're everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all that kind of stuff, right?
I need to be more everywhere, but yes. Yeah, you guys can go to my Bandcamp. You can go to iTunes. All four albums are there, and some other releases, like some house tracks I've done. What else? Yeah, Pandora, Spotify, if you guys want to stream it. And SoundCloud, of course, so you guys can always support.
That's right. That's right. And if you do stream on Spotify or Pandora, just play the track 80,000 times, you know, so Karina can buy a newspaper when she gets her royalty. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, he's kind of. Right. Oh, please.
Oh, man. What do you now, Karina, let me ask you this, because your business model, you make albums. And they're fantastic albums. Not everybody with indie artists and whatnot do that, approach it that way. You get a lot of people that are do singles and whatnot. But you do all right with the albums. I like that, you know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think albums are still very important because a song can end so quickly. And it was funny because, you know, with the passing of Prince, I was seeing just all kinds of interviews and coverage they were doing on him and stuff. And there was a recent interview. I mean, I want to say it was like 2 or 3 years ago, if that. And he was saying that albums are still important. And it's true. Albums are still important. I think, you know, they encapsulate a moment in time for the artist and for the listener. And I don't know how best to put it, but yeah, it just reminds you of a time. Like when you think about certain albums that you used to listen to in your life, and it lets you reflect on that time and how free it was or how fun it was or how, you know, it got you through something. And so that's why I think the importance of an album is just still credible. It's still important. It's still valuable. And, you know, if people want to work on singles, that's cool too. I mean, you can work one single at a time until you build up to an album, but at least build up to an album.
Right. I agree. I, you know, in my gig with art, I've done a lot of art shows over the years, and I've been to a lot of art shows of other people and whatnot. And I don't like... at an art show, I don't like an audience that's confused. I like, and I'm not saying my way is the only way to do it, but you know, people do different things. But for me, with my work, I like to take people on a journey. I like an art show to be themed, for one. I don't want just a bunch of random work in there. And I want it to be cohesive and make sense. And I kind of think that when I listen to an album too, if I just listen to a bunch of random singles on a playlist, or, you know, hit random on the iPod or something, it just doesn't, it's not a polished, presentable thing to me, you know. I like it.
Right.
I don't know. That's just
absolutely
my 2 cents, you know. That and a couple
absolutely
bucks will buy you a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I bet, like, while you're painting, you know, it's, as much as you know, a playlist is cool to formulate and put together to inspire you, it's like, it's nice to listen to like a full length album that's just kind of themed and you kind of know what's going to be next.
Absolutely.
Because the playlist will be so random. You're just like, oh, why did that play? I like this song, but not as a follow up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very true. And on some of my playlists, man, oh my gosh, that's you know, okay, I'm listening to Ozzy Osbourne. Drake that follows Ozzy? Well, how did that happen? You know, that doesn't fit at all. Now we got Selena Wells. This is just crazy.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, the older we get, the more extensive our musical tastes.
Oh, I'm telling you, it happens. It happens.
It does.
One of the things I do like about the millennials, though, and the singles, is that they are open, and I think as a result of that, two different types of music. When I was a kid, man, it was very genre specific. You know, you were ostracized if you listened to something. Like if you were like a metal guy and, you know, somebody caught you listening to Duran Duran or something, oh, socially you were done. You know, that was not acceptable. Or if you were a rap guy, you know, and they caught you listening to a country song, you know, I mean, it was the same type of deal. But I like a lot of the millennials don't seem to have that hang up, you know, which I think is cool because that potentially open to new and different types of music. But I don't see them doing that as much, you know. At
least
the ones I know.
It's true.
It's very crazy, very crazy. So the big weekend's coming up this weekend. What do you got planned? Do you what's a typical Karina Nestahl weekend like?
Oh,
surfing,
man.
Hanging out with millionaires,
no.
Yachting.
No, I do love to go to the beach if I can, which is like so rare because I just get caught up in my downtown vortex. But yeah, it's just, you know, hiking or biking, or I definitely squeeze in, you know, some workout time. I definitely squeeze in some creative time, and then I definitely squeeze in some hangout time with the homies. Just, you know, like this weekend we have like a ladies' day planned, and we're gonna go hit
mani pedis and all of that, or something much more interesting.
We're gonna hang out, like we're doing like rooftop pools, and yeah, it's gonna be kind
of
cool.
Breaking
so
out
I'm
those
excited.
$300 shoes, I see. It's gonna be one of those types of.
Oh, honey, I wish I had those shoes.
They'll be meeting all the guys that never tuck in their shirts. have you ever noticed? And they're all mortgage brokers. No, I'm kidding. I'm an investment guy.
That's funny.
Joking. That doesn't happen at those places much. Well, LA's a little different, though. The LA scene's a little different because there everybody's in the business, you know?
Yeah.
They can make you a star.
Yeah, that's true. Or they say they can, you know.
Exactly. But, you know, I don't know, because now the thing is, you know, every gal's got a cell phone. She's like, oh, really? Well, let me just pull out her cell phone. Let me just IMDb you here and let's see. Oh, well, I haven't updated that yet. You know, I got to get my people on that.
Yeah,
the cool
exactly.
thing that Karina can do is she can reach into her handbag and whip out her four CDs and say, oh, well, here's my business card. How about that?
Oh, no, we need download
nice.
Cards because, you know, my bag is literally like I can barely fit my whole hand in there. It's like literally a wallet. That's how I roll.
Really?
Minimal. Yeah.
That's
who's got
the way
time
to do
for
it.
A big handbag? I don't have a cute little lap dog or anything. So
you got to get one. You got that's the next step. Big sunglasses.
No.
Little laptop.
I'll just borrow my bestie Shara's. She takes him everywhere.
Oh,
so he's like, yeah, they always ask me if that's my dog too.
She's like, no, she's just making me walk him. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Exactly.
that's cool. Well, very cool. Well, I'm so excited. I mean, I know the album's been out a couple months now and whatnot, but it's still exciting and it's still going. You know, this is such a good album. And, folks, you got to get it.
You
got to pick it up. It's called Living Proof. And check out Courageous and the past albums as well. I tell you, I listened, speaking of playlists, we were just sitting there dogging on playlists. I listened to a playlist this morning of house music that you were featured on a track. I can't remember which one. But it was like from way back in like 2008 2008 or something like that, 2009 maybe.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. It was, yeah, and there it was. There's Karina. So it was good stuff. Good stuff. So that's very, very cool. So Houston, mm-hmm. huh? Houston in February. That's the place to be.
Yes.
And folks,
absolutely.
You can follow all this on Karina's social media. That's the place to do it. And what's your favorite social media, Karina? What are you on the most? I know you do them all, but which one do you? What's your go-to social media?
Oh God, you know, social media can be such a sore subject because I really am on all of them way too much. But I say it's Facebook, I guess. I mean, I have notifications for everything, so I'm there, guys. You can find me. You know, I'm there.
Outstanding. Well, you know,
so reach
props
out.
That
say
you
hello.
Didn't say. Props that you didn't say Tumblr. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Tumblr's just fine. I keep a blog on Tumblr. Or Pinterest.
No Tumblr.
oh, my gosh. I actually have a Pinterest account. I used to, because I'm usually ready and prepared for the shows, and then I find I have like 10 minutes or so to go, and I'm like, well, I've got 10 minutes to kill here. It's not enough time to get back into a painting or anything. So I would scroll through Facebook, and then I'd be all upset during the show. You know, I'd be all worked up. it shows the kind of people on my Facebook, you know. So
I know.
Now I just look at Pinterest and, you know, at home recipies and you know,
yeah,
DIY projects, and that's my very calming.
That's smart. No, that's smart because you get so many ideas. Like I have a lot of friends mm-hmm. that love Pinterest. They're like, I'm staying away from everything else, but I have to take my 10 minutes on Pinterest. I'm like, wow.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
cool.
True. We get addicted to this stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Do you ever take a break from social media? Do you ever, like, when you go on a vacation or something, do you say, you know what, you got too many plates in the air to do that?
Yeah, you know what? Not intentionally, but, you know, mm-hmm. I definitely do because you'd rather pay attention to the people who are in front of you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely do take a break when I'm, you know, away. Or, you know, traveling
right.
or whatever. And, yeah, it's
I'm
nice.
The same way.
It's nice to get away from it.
we're big Disney people. Whenever we go to Disney a couple times a year, and you know, spend a week or a few days or something. And I just – anymore, I used to take the laptop and everything with me and be in the room checking stuff. And now I'm like, you know what? Everything can wait. Everything can wait.
Exactly.
A couple – I don't do heart surgery. Nobody's going to die
yeah.
on the table, you know.
Yeah. And you have to watch out
you
for
know.
Alligators now, so. Yeah.
That's very true. That is very true. Because, man, they look at me and they're like,
so
now that's
dangerous.
A deal. It's Thanksgiving. I'm joking.
Oh, man. I know. It's never been so dangerous, has it?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, we're going up next month. They have a big food and wine festival. So, you know,
ooh.
We got to go to that. Yeah,
I
you know.
I invite Jamie.
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty nice. I'm a recent Disney convert. My gal Danny grew up, and she's a Floridian, you know. So her whole life, you know, it's been about Disney and all that. Me, I moved
yeah.
here. I thought Disney was like a state fair or something. I kind of expected that when I went. And
yeah.
boy, was yeah. I wrong. pretty nice. They kind of do it upright. Especially if you stay in one of those resorts. Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
yeah.
Very, very cool. Christina, Christina, why do I keep calling you Christina tonight?
You
I don't know
what
is wrong
I
with me.
You.
Karina.
I think you love that name, and I forgive you because that's my mom's name. I let you make it because I feel like you're talking to my mom, and she's like good people, like she's an angel. So
that's true. And you know, she fed everybody in the entire neighborhood. So there you go. no, I wanted to say. We should play one more track before the before we end the show here. We've got two to pick from. We've got Iridescent and Different People's Truth. What do you think we should play next?
Oh, let's do Iridescent.
Outstanding. I like this track a lot. This is a very cool driving song. I just, you know, cruising along, listening to this. Very, very awesome, awesome track. Here it is, folks. Karina, not Christina, Karina Nestahl, Iridescent.
Together, everything is iridescent. When we're together, all my walls, they fall away. When we're together.
There it was, Iridescent, Karina Nestahl. That, I like that track, Karina. That's your, it's a longer track, but it has to be. it's a fantastic track. Outstanding.
Thank you. Shout out to Deep Montage for that awesome track.
Very cool. And you were telling me the guys who kind of put that together were the out of South Africa, you were saying.
Yeah, Deep Montage. They're so awesome. They're very talented guys. So they'll be happy that you played it on the show today.
Nice. Very good. Well, I'm looking at the time. It's about that time. Man, the time just flew by, as it always does whenever you're on the show, Karina. I guess we're having fun, you know. That's what happens.
I know. Do you mind if I make a few shout-outs before we go?
We have plenty of time. Make all the shout-outs you want.
Okay, I want to shout-out to my sister Rosemarie, the Dutch guy, Bob Lemos, Scott Allison, Erica, Derija, Devi, of course, Rad, Godfrey from Neo to Soul Radio, Mark from Soul Central Magazine, and Ruby from Audiation Magazine. And, of course, you're the best, Jamie Rocks. I love you, man. Tell Danny.
Thank you very
much.
Will do, definitely. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot. I know you've got a lot going on always, and I really, really appreciate it having you on the show. You know, your classes that join up and gives us some legitimacy, man. Some legitimacy. I really like it.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, thank you so much. That makes my day. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll have this converted to a podcast. That'll be happening tonight. I always say 45 minutes to an hour. It's usually about an hour and 20 minutes, maybe an hour and 30. It all depends on what our host servers are doing in New York City. They get a little persnickety there sometimes. But it will be up tonight, and this will be out on all the social media, including Pinterest, and it'll even be up for free on iTunes. So how about that? If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page. And baby, I got to tell you, the view's always better from above. That's where we like to be, and our advertisers like that too. Have a great night, everybody. We will be back. Tomorrow is Friday. We have a special outstanding guest tomorrow, Jace Pollock. It's tomorrow afternoon, so we're doing an afternoon show tomorrow. Very, very cool, adult-oriented rock tomorrow. He's got a new album out. Very, very good stuff. Okay, well, we're out of here, Karina. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you, dear.
So cool.
Keep painting.
Have a great night, everybody.
Stuff. Bye-bye.
I will, definitely.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.